I love that, like, OP discussions just evolve into, like, member berries, which is...
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's really fun. Oh, this is so good.
everyone listening is like, I don't know what the fuck these guys are talking about, and they're not playing the songs for copyright reasons, so I guess I'm just screwed.
I know. We're just talking about it. They can't even see it.
Like the way they direct like the scenes with her, it's like you are not doing her any favors with this. She's not. She says she doesn't want to run because she's hurt.
Right.
What are you framing her as the villain here?
Right.
Oh, I have an injury.
Why is this?
Why is there boss music?
No, I don't understand.
And the main character's like, "No, you must race me."
Right.
Like, well, this is fucking mean.
What?
Are you getting mad at her?
Welcome to the Weeb Crew Podcast. That's a good place to go into it, I guess.
Today we're going to be talking about what horses you should be betting on this summer.
All right, horse tier maker, S-rank horses, let's go.
Have you seen like that horse race test stuff going around on Twitter?
No, I saw, I guess Crunchy Bagels made a video on it.
I'm looking that up now.
I don't fully it seems like a weird schizo thing. Horse.
Yeah, I've not looked into it at all. I like clicked on the video and was like, what is happening on this? What is this? Like the moon people from Aqua Teen Hunger. I don't understand.
Like I don't like what is the like name of this video that they've tagged it with? It's E2M1T2, and it's just, oh, they're trying to get a basketball or something. I don't know what's happening. But people are like seriously emotionally invested in this.
Well, I hope they get seriously emotionally invested in our podcast. I'm your host, Movie.
Oh, right. Yeah, I didn't interrupt the intro.
Join with
I'm
me.
I'm your host, Sayade.
Yeah. You ruined the flow. Whoever
chooses
those first is supposed to be like, oh, here's the lead in. Fucking
fine. Oh, here, do it again.
No, it's the moment's gone. We can't recapture.
Okay.
That. This is not a scripted podcast. We don't get to just fucking redo everything because you want to fuck everything up like always.
I'm sorry.
To join with us today to hopefully stop this domestic dispute.
Always being mean to me.
Is Jake of the channel, was it Goatee Glasses?
Mr. Goatee.
Mr. No, Goatee. Good,
it's the easiest channel name to remember. How are you
Listen, all right.
How are you?
It's been a long day.
What did you say it was? Goatee glasses? Is that what you said?
Goatee glasses? I was thinking like the sunglasses, it's like,
you're
that
very
guy
literal.
With the glasses, but the goatee,
right.
I don't know. introduce yourself. What do you do?
Oh,
here's your open-ended essay question.
My open-ended.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Goatee Glasses. I do covers on YouTube, English covers of anime songs. I've been doing it for 6 years, and I like anime. I love talking about anime. And, I appreciate you guys for having me.
Wow, we appreciate you coming on.
Oh, yeah, thanks for coming on.
Not enough to remember your channel name, apparently. But
no, I think your name might be better. Watch me change it next week.
Hey, there's some rebranding going around,
Right. Spice it up.
It's that time of year.
Right.
That time of year.
I did check out some of the covers you were doing. It's interesting because we don't really like engage with that side, but there's like...
Sure.
That is a huge side of the anime fandom, really.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Was it Ami who does the big she's like the big cover person, English cover person.
What's her name right now? She changes her name every like 4 years. It was Amanda Lee was the big one.
Yeah,
when I
her, yeah.
Yeah. but she was like Lian Lei, and I think she changed it to Amelie. But yeah, she was like the top dog.
Yeah, there's a whole side of the spectrum that we're just completely disconnected from.
Oh no, that's totally fair. I kind of was too, to be honest. I never really engaged with it. But like,
What made you get into it?
So, I went to school for singing, and I was just kind of a weeb. And mm-hmm. I heard some of these covers, and I'm going to be honest, I thought a lot of them were kind of cringy, and just because they are. A lot of them, the way that they do the English is very literal, and they change the way the song sounds, and I was like, ugh, I'm not really into this. But I was like, man, yeah. I wish there was someone that would find out, because there's a way to make it sound closer to the original, like the phonetics, mm-hmm. and make it kind of respect the original. And like, I think 2019, I started singing again on YouTube and just doing covers of whatever. And I switched to just doing anime, and I was using other people's lyrics. And I'm like, I really don't like these lyrics, but I didn't know if I could do my own. So I just tried one time. And the more I did it, the more I tried to like find a process of making it sound as close to the original as possible. I take so long on my lyrics because I really try to capture what it sounds like, but then there's a give and take too. Cause if you do it that way, you kind of have to get rid of like the absolute literal translation you find on some Google Translate thing that all the fans know. And right. then you're going to have right, people in right. the comments that are like, well, that's not the exact translation, but I think the sound should be the most important, to be honest. It's not like I'm changing the meaning of the song, you know, but
yeah. They're not parody covers.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think they're pretty good.
So yeah. Thank you.
Do you know Japanese?
No, I don't know where.
Oh, no.
looking at like whatever English translation exists and being like, okay, this needs to be tweaked for like the syllables and making sure things can like flow together well.
Yeah, I have to do research
on that meaning.
Yeah, exactly. I have to know when and where I can kind of change the way that I try to make it sound as much as I can like the original. Like if you're in the radio or in the car listening to the radio and you didn't know a lick of Japanese and like an anime song comes on that you really enjoy and you just want to like sing along to it, but you don't know the words, like what noises would you make? It's kind of what I think.
Yeah.
To like, you know, I'm like, okay, so what are those noises that you're going to get louder for and then like go back on? And I'm like, okay, so I need to try to make sure those sound as close to the original as possible, and then the other ones are a little less important, but really hit like the really important parts. Mm-hmm. But
that makes sense. It's interesting because like people kind of think, you often see when discussions, like people think that translation is this one-to-one thing,
right?
And it's like it's not.
Well, especially with music,
especially exactly music, right. there probably is things. It's complicated because there's like this give and take kind of thing where there probably is things that you are losing by doing the kind of translation that you are. But like, as you're kind of pointing out, that you are losing the sort of phonetic and the lyrical sort of going with the music side, kind of just doing a direct translation that's just one to one, like a Google AI translation.
Well, exactly. They want like a really literal translation over like what would make sense in the song and like fit the meter of the song. They can just look up the like direct translation lyrics.
Exactly. And there's a ton of people that are doing that, like that do have more of a little literal translation in their covers. So just go listen to them. Just trying to provide like an alternate, you know, an alternate take.
Yeah. On. Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, I've never even really thought about like the covers or translations of like anime songs. Like I always see them around, like the big ones that will come in the feed or whatever. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a was it Lisa Grange or whatever the fuck the Demon Slayer OP is.
Oh yeah.
English cover. And you're like, oh, okay.
that like, one always popped up. There's those songs that just
they're just in everyone's feed.
Exactly. As soon as they're released, everyone covers them. You just see them everywhere.
Well, you watched a video on Technolize. Here's a cover of the Demon Slayer OP. I guess this is what I'm interested in. Thank you, YouTube. But no, it's interesting to like hear that there's like this whole kind of aspect to kind of appreciate as far as kind of capturing the music itself. I mean, it intrinsically it makes sense, right? Like it's like, oh, okay, yeah, that you need to kind of capture the feeling of it. But like, just from the outside, if you're not really like engaging with it, you're not really thinking about like, oh yeah, of course there would be like a difference in translation that might sound better or worse, right, in one way, or lose some deep cut reference to some 1930s sitcom or something, right?
Oh, dude, the Don DeDon one bit me in the ass because it's such a hard song to do anyway because it's so fast and
it
was already tough. But then there's a verse that had a very specific Japanese reference that was lost on me and lost on a lot of people. And so just we all got hit by it and we just didn't know because there was no information on what that meant. So we're like, okay, well, we just got to figure out kind of how we can go about this.
Yeah, YouTube short blew up and then everyone started commenting about how, hey, did you not see this YouTube short that published 3 weeks after your video?
It happens. Attack on Titan did that too, where there was that one song, was it My War? The really creepy one that came out, and there was like a part in that song where they're all like the choir is singing and no one knew what it meant or what was said, and I was like, I'm gonna wait. And then I waited enough and then I came out with what it actually said and people were like, oh, he waited. I was like, see, you gotta time it right, but you can't always time it right.
That happens surprisingly a lot with anime OPs. I remember the big one that sticks out for me was the Gatchman Crowds OP.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because that one, I remember fucking like fan subs at the time were like, because this is still where there was like active fan subs that would release stuff. But even like if they were using Crunchyroll or I forget what it was called at the time, whatever the subs were as a base. They never really translated like OPs and EDs back then. And so that was like the main thing that fan subs would do is they would do typesetting and translate the OPs and ED. Well, the Gatchaman Crowds OP is very distinct vocally.
Yes, it is.
It's just like, if you've never heard it, you should go listen to it.
It's dope.
I forget if it's actual Japanese or if it's just them singing in English that sounds Japanese or sounds like English, but is not actually English. I forget the logistics of it specifically, but I remember like they had so much fucking trouble at the time trying to figure out what they were saying. Cause they're like, okay, is this him saying something in English or is this him saying something in Japanese? And so they released like a whole translation of the song. And then when the actual song came out, they always have like the lyrics with it. Like literally everything was wrong.
Of course.
They changed it. Like, it was like episode 4 or 5 or something like that when the single came out. It's like completely changed after that.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's interesting. The band that did the opening for Gatchaman Crowds started off as a cover band of the Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's so specific. There's your trivia night.
When?
That's so specific.
Yeah, a Japanese cover band of Arctic Monkeys who are then doing anime openings that are then being translated back into English.
Right.
So I know Sai gets really particular and really autistic about like music and anime.
This is true.
It is.
Okay.
Your experience, like having gone to like studied vocals and singing and stuff like that outside of anime, the anime context, does that impact how you consume anime at all?
Maybe. I guess I never really thought about it.
Has there ever been like an active thing that's like ruined, I don't know, like Carol on Tuesday? Because you're like, this is not what the acoustics would sound like when she's singing in this room.
And Carol on Tuesday was all right. K-On! Was a little rough, I'll be honest. I loved K-On! Watching,
like, the final concert scene in season one of K-On! I'm like, the drums aren't mic'd! Why does it sound perfect?
Right. No, that was definitely where there will be someone like playing a guitar, and then there'll be like a drum. Well, Girls Band Cry did this all the time where.
Oh, yeah.
The three of them would be playing. I'm like, well, there's a piano. So where's that coming from?
No, they would be playing and it's like, where's this bass guitar coming
from?
They didn't have a bassist. There's a low end.
Right. Because she doesn't come into like episode 5.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I definitely catch shit like that. But
it doesn't bother me. I kind of vibe like with Sai's like, oh, I fucking hate this. I'm like, I hear you. I see you.
This is not a bad thing about the show. This is more so of like a pet peeve of mine.
Yes.
Because I'm like, they should, because like we watched, like they had like live performances of the band from Girls Band Cry.
Yeah.
Up on YouTube. And I was like, it'd be fun. Just this sounds great. Just use like the live audio here and it would sound accurate to the setting they're in.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. But it doesn't ruin it for me, but.
Yeah. It's more so like if I ever see it done, it's like, oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll like say something and my wife will be like, yeah, I didn't fucking notice that. You don't have to say it every time.
See, that's what I appreciate when people like have that kind of shit they bring in and they're like, oh, I noticed this. It's doing this thing. And it's like, oh, I wouldn't have noticed that because I didn't go to school for fucking singing. I didn't go to school for piano. I didn't like that's not something I would notice. So
right. Oh, you know what? I actually do have one. I just thought of it.
Perfect.
You guys watch Nana?
Oh, yeah.
Nana?
Yeah, I've seen Nana.
I have not. I mean,
oh, man. It's you're supposed to believe that she's a good singer. I don't know if I'm going to catch flack for this, but like she's like genuinely not. And I remember watching it being like, wow, these vocals are rough. And there's a point where she sings it like a cappella and she's trying to. I think she's like singing into a phone. It's been a while since I watched it. And she's like trying to impress someone on the phone. I'm pretty sure. And she's singing it. And I'm like, wow, it's just off key. And
it's like the mid 2000s on a cell phone. It'll sound fine on the other end.
Right.
No one will notice.
Right. I don't know, man.
These days, we'll never know the struggle of singing to somebody over a cord phone.
Dial-up connection.
Man, this is what the Weeb Crew is made for. The hot takes of shitting on that. Man, that bitch can't fucking sing.
Like, because we're watching Apocalypse Hotel on our server with other people.
Yeah.
And check out the opening for Apocalypse Hotel because...
Oh, it's awesome.
It's like so dissonant. And I'm like, at first I was like, what is this? But every week it grows on me more. And now I'm just like listening to like the full version.
I'm with you.
Like morning commute to work.
Yeah. I hated it the first time I heard it.
I was like, why is everything's wrong? What's happening?
Right. I'm like, oh, why is she like flat the entire time?
Yeah.
Like, please.
It's like, oh, it's completely intentional. And which makes it like, honestly, really impressive to do that.
For sure.
To, like, sing deliberately off-key like that.
Right, it's a style.
What it's worth, I do like the Black Stones. Nana. there's some balance for you if you were going to click off. I do really like Trap Nest in Nana, though. The other band.
The other band? Yeah, the other band rules.
Well, they sing... That's the second opening, which is like one of my favorite openings.
I'm with you. Yep.
You know,
totally agree.
As much as we've done like podcasts and shit, I don't think we've actually talked about like anime openings or endings or anything before.
No. I was like, should we talk about like what our favorite anime openings are?
Oh, yeah, shit. Let's talk about our favorite anime openings and endings.
Okay.
we'll let you go first. Since you're kind of like really into the you know cover side and stuff like that, what is it that you kind of I guess prioritize or like value more when it comes to like openings? Is it like the hook or the music itself over the visuals or like a synthesis of both?
Synthesis of both for sure. Yeah, they got to work together. There's nothing worse than a really good song put behind really shit visuals. It happens all the time.
Yeah. Oh,
there's one this season that had kind of a dope like pop rock song or punk rock song. I think it was like Beginning of the End, or I can't remember what
the the beginning after the end.
That's what it is.
That everyone hates because it looks like shit.
It looks awful. And even though the song's cool, you're watching, you're like, man, it's literally distracting you. So yeah. it has to have those both. And it could be a cool song. I'll listen to it on the radio, but I like being able to watch it like a short film, just to be able to, consume it that way. Because I think it's its own little art form. These little anime shorts that can just be really, really cool.
I think people are, not people in general, but like even like the industry specifically, are kind of appreciating OPZDs more. Because like,
for sure,
I feel like I've noticed there is a greater push toward like kind of developing creators like through openings and endings, like giving them kind of free reign to find their own voice and stuff like that.
They're all like so good now. Yeah.
Like I think the Frieren director started off as OP and ED director, right?
Hikaru Saito?
Is that right?
I'm trying to remember. It's very possible. I know he did like before, like, cause, well, he did Boichi the Rock and he did like the best episode of Sunny Boy. I just totally botched it. One second.
What did you botch? What did you do?
I was trying to like spell his name with one hand. Hold on. Wait. No, it's two eyes. He did the
ED for like Virgin Road, OP for Tact Destiny.
Okay.
Boogie Pop.
Yeah. Oh shit, really?
For Boogie Pop.
Oh okay, yeah. That's sick.
I remember that being a point someone made somewhere. It was like, oh, he's good at directing Boichi the Rock because he started off directing anime OP, so he knows the music or something. Oh, he's doing the key animation on the Mono OP.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. Because he is still doing like animation work outside of directing season 2 of Frieren.
Yeah, that's why he couldn't show up to the Crunchyroll Awards. He was
animating the Mono OP. Yeah, he also did the cut of... When the mangaka character in Mono like walks out the door and it's like so hot that she just melts, that was also him.
Very Boichi.
I don't know why I know these things. I'm morphing into a Sakuga guy. Please help.
No, lean into it. We need one of those here.
Make it my entire personality. Guys, have you heard of Megumi Ishitani?
All right, if you go that far, I'll let you know.
I mean the Witch Watch OP is
amazing.
It's very funny because like Naoko Yamada is directed the OP and ED for Anne of the Green Gables this season. Like,
opening for Anne of the Green Gables is crazy good.
But then the Witch Watch OP is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's stunning.
Like what the hell?
That it's funny because Yasobi's been like fucking everywhere for at least Oshinoko, if not
for sure.
Beastars.
Yeah.
But this is like the first time I've actually like enjoyed. Not that I like hate like Idol or anything. Like they're fine. That's a fine opening. I think it's good. I think it's a good opening. I just never like fell in love with Yasobi as like an artist, like the singer. The first time where I'm like, holy shit, I really like the song and the visuals.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so catchy and fun, unlike every other thing she's ever done.
Yeah, well, it just kind of all sounds the same. I really didn't like the Frieren opening, the first one.
I don't.
It was really underwhelming.
I don't know if I fucking hardly remember the Frieren opening.
I guess both the opening and ED of Day to Day Destruction was Ano. I thought it was Yosobi did the opening, Ano did the ED.
No. Yeah, the ED for Day to Day is so fucking good. Like, that's still my entrance song on Discord a year later. Every time I get in a call, so it just fucking blows everyone's mic up with the fucking ending of that song. It's so good. What was that fucking there was like an isekai last year. It was like this really, I think it was isekai. It was like this power fantasy.
You're gonna have to narrow it down.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to be more specific than isekai and power fantasy.
Yeah, he wore all black.
Okay.
Oh God.
That's I got it.
Got it. All right. No.
exactly what you're talking.
I think that it one. Was. I think it was Malgun.
Malgun.
The strongest magician is a demon. Is a demon lord's army was a human, so it's not an isekai. I was thinking.
I don't know if you made that up or not. you could have, and I would have believed it.
Why do you know of this show?
We watched it. What are you?
We did.
Yes.
I do not fucking remember this at all.
It was the one where he's like hiding that he's a human, and he like there's like a girl that was like hiding under his desk, and he takes off his mask or something when he after they invade a town. And she sees that she's actually a human, and then he has to like lock her in the room with magic or whatever.
Okay.
Do you not remember any of this?
I don't know if I'm remembering it now or if I'm just picturing what you're describing to me, like in like my head. I'm like, oh yeah, you're like just creating a false memory. I have no recollection of this show.
It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about the show itself.
We did not make it past the first episode at the very least.
Well, I might have watched the second episode maybe, like, because it was like fine.
Oh my God.
The reason I brought it up is because the OP was like, the song was so fucking cool. It sounds like
I want to listen to this real quick.
Fuck.
Yeah, hold on.
It sounds like the Smiths or something.
Oh yeah. I do remember this. This one's sick. Yeah. I do remember this.
My favorite part of like watching just random fucking anime all the time is you will get like shows that like the OP stands out. You're like, "Wow, this is a fucking baller OP. I don't give a single shit about the show."
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. That's
always great when you get clickbait. Like the classic example is like Elfin Lied, where you watch the opening, you're like, oh my God, this
beautiful.
Is beautiful. I'm in for something. And then you watch and it's like, oh, this is like schlock.
Doesn't it literally do that where it plays the opening and the first shot you get is like a disembodied arm? Just like on the floor,
yeah, something
like,
horrific.
Yeah,
because I mean that same director then would also do what was the other show that he did, Mumi, that he directed the OP for that also referenced those exact same paintings?
Oh, Sora and Awodo.
Yeah, I just really liked his paintings.
But he did that with Calafina.
Oh, okay.
The artist on that one is Calafina, so it's like.
Okay.
Fucking Yuki Kajira's like pop group.
Okay.
Another one I remembered. I was introduced to a lot of these because we did like a server favorite OPs and EDs list a while back.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
And one of them was my One Hit Kill Sister's ending by Valis.
Oh, this one was okay. I remember liking this one.
It's a fucking banger.
Yeah,
I think it's like stuck in your head where you just listen to it on the loop. The visuals of it are like, they're good. They have a good like animation.
I think I've seen this OP before. Maybe you've shown it to me.
Probably.
Yeah, song hard carries on it.
It
for sure.
It definitely ends in like a weird where it's just like, I don't know what to do with the ending now. Just dance sequence, I guess.
oh, yeah. That's always a funny bit where it's like, all right, we do something, I guess, like halfway through the opening.
It reminds me of this fucking moment in Creepy Mommy toward the end. There's like an episode where like I feel like they just didn't know how to like go into the commercial break. And so one of the characters like runs up to her. She's like, "Mommy, you're on." And she just jumps in the air and goes, "Yay!"
Oh,
yay! Yay! If I could find
it,
I will post
it. Who the hell did the opening for Nia Under 7?
Oh, I fucking love that.
Eimer?
No, no.
No,
definitely not Eimer.
Yeah, no, I misheard you.
the guy who sounds like he like desperately needs a glass of water.
Man, you really hate Eimer, huh?
Yeah. <that's right.
laughs> Oh, I love this fucking OP. It's one of those that like this one and Code Geass' second OP are the ones that like people fucking hate. that, like, I don't know, there's like this like authenticity to them that's like, I just love them. I was like, this
no, that's
is
fair. This the is second my favorite Code Geass one gets a bad rap. Yeah,
I don't like Colors, and I don't like the Orange Range OP. Colors is fine. I don't like.
I prefer it. I'm with you. I prefer the second one, the other Flow song.
Oh yeah, that one. That then there's like Orange Colors. Range in the second OP of the second season.
Yeah,
yeah. I remember Orange Range was like big back in the 2000s because they had like. I think they got big in the Western fandom with the Naruto ED.
What was the Bleach ED or the Bleach opening? It was the very first Bleach opening.
It was probably both. It was probably both. A mixture. It probably both, was the Bleach OP.
And they're still first. Doing shitty songs to this day.
They'll do shitty songs.
their stuff now is just dog shit. I don't know what happened.
Did they get worse or did they stay the same?
They're like it. So they're like really hollow EDM, like wiry voicey. They did one last season and it was poopy. Hold on, let me see if I can.
Orange Range.
Something I was wondering because I've been watching Detective Conan for a while now. I have like three episodes a week, and I'm now like in like the late 200s, I think. And it made me wonder, like, when did anime start being used to like promote pop songs? When did that like start being a thing?
That's a good question.
I don't know the answer to that.
Probably does. Creamy Mommy, technically.
Yeah, somewhere in the 80s, I feel like would make sense.
Well, Creamy Mommy would be a little different because it's not, they made a pop star out of anime essentially because she
well,
wasn't
still,
like
the idea of like the anime opening being like this marketable single that
right
you sell
right
because she wasn't a big artist before Mommy. She just was brought on to Mommy and then made us
right
she
right. does
she still has a pretty successful like musical career too. And then you kind of see that Mariajima with Macross, but not, I don't think she really like,
I want to say, yeah.
Not at least not even as big as the Creamy Mommy voice actress. And then you had like Bubblegum Crisis, I think, has some music tie-in stuff. I don't know on the timeline if that's like second or if there's stuff in between that I'm not thinking of. I can't think of like anything in the maybe because like Yu Yu Hakusho has quite a bit of EDs that kind of just sound like pop, like kind of pop stuff that you could have heard on the radio and stuff. So maybe like at that point they were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But Smile Bomb definitely is not a pop song that would have been promoted as such.
No, definitely not.
Basically, when you get into like the 2000s is when you start getting like fucking Boca Rano's Uninstall or whatever on the radio.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But I don't know where it would have. That would be an interesting thing to research that we could have researched if I had thought to.
to ask this one. No, I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, yeah, when did this start being a thing? It's an interesting. I don't think anyone's really talked about that.
No,
surprisingly, because it feels like such an obvious question to ask. Though
I feel like someone might have talked about it. Like, there's probably an essay somewhere where someone's talking about it. We just never watched it, and they're probably,
let us know if you're listening and you have any idea about this. Yeah, wait, so what was the opening you were talking about, like last season or whatever?
Oh, so I just found it. It was a Go Go Loser Ranger.
Yeah, the OP.
Season
two. Oh!
Yeah, Orange Range did the season two one. Yeah, the first one was sick. I really liked
the
first one.
Yeah, I like the first opening for that. I haven't seen season two yet.
No, the first one was Tetsuya Kitani, I believe. The second one, I was like, ugh, what is this? And what I looked up, it was Orange Range. I'm like, oh, makes sense.
Another season two I need to watch.
Yeah.
First season was pretty cool.
I enjoyed it okay. I was not sure where it would go. Premise wise is interesting. I just don't know if it capitalizes on it as to its peak ability.
Yeah.
It does make me want to go watch Sentai Sunred. Is that what it's anime is called? The TV short. It's like 50 episodes.
I have no idea what you're talking.
Super Sentai Sunred, that's what it was.
Oh.
That was do you really not know that one? That was, oh no, Tentai Senshi Sunred. I fucking suck.
Oh, that, no, I still have no idea what you're talking about.
this was a pretty big, like, Mal one. those kind of circles of like prestige watching.
What the fuck is this?
In the late 2000s.
I've never seen this in my life.
It is a Super Sentai.
Maybe I have.
Where like basically Ranger Red is just like hanging out at home all the time, and the bad guy is trying to get him to do stuff, and they're just like, I'm tired.
Yeah, it's kind of rated really well.
Yeah, it's highly rated.
High rating.
It's directed by Keiji Seichi, who done quite a bit of well-regarded thing. I mean, he's done like Danganronpa and
okay,
Assassination Classroom,
Danganronpa, Yuki Yuna.
The stuff I care about are like Yuki Yuna, Humanity Has Declined, Ara,
Tsukiga Kire.
Most people will know him from like the Persona 4 animation, or Angel Beats.
or probably Kengan Ashura, just because that's on Netflix and is really popular, to the point that, for context, Seiji Kishi is a almost like a bodybuilder. He's like really fucking jacked.
Yeah.
If you look up photos of him, you'll just see him in the gym. That's so awesome. for the terrible Netflix anime documentary Enter the Anime, which still may be one of the worst things I think I've ever fucking seen.
Gonna put that on my plan to watch.
It's if you feel like just torturing yourself, it's so, because like they try to present it as like anime is this subversive Japanese media made by crazy people.
Oh, and my like, god,
because like they're using, because like they have like all these like directors they're talking to, and Seiji Kishi is one of them. He's like, from the deranged mind of Seiji Kishi, director of Kengan Ashura. And I'm like, what? He also directed like a magical girl show, a really cute, nice, like just romance anime. He's done a lot of stuff. Why are we just relegating him to this?
Yeah.
Mermaid.
I'm looking at all the stuff he's done quite a bit.
Oh yeah, he did an Arpeggio anime.
Humanity Has Declined. Oh yeah, Arpeggio, Blue Steel, Carnival Phantasm.
He's got
Angle Beats.
I think he's like one of the most highly acclaimed like freelance directors in the industry.
Yeah.
Oh man, I could Asabe Asabase.
Oh yeah, I love that fucking show.
That's such a good show. Wow.
Where were we at? We're talking about our favorite openings. Is that where we start talking about like
what,
20 minutes ago?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
What are your what did we say? We'll do top 10. What are your top 10 favorite openings?
Oh god.
Oh fuck. Hold on.
Or if you only do five.
Yeah, let's do five. Five seems more manageable because I don't.
I could probably do.
I don't
top
keep
10.
Track of my favorite openings, really.
Okay, well, you can do top five. If you can do top 10, we'll do top 10. I can do top 10.
There we go.
I can do top 10.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go. Also, how do you define an opening? This is like a weird question, but this was one
that
came up.
No, I totally get you. Yeah, I totally get you.
For one of my favorites would be the Dirty Pair Project Eden movie opening.
Okay.
But it's like, does that count? I mean, it's clearly like an opening sequence.
See, with you because I got one.
Yeah, you take it in a vacuum. It's like an OP. You wouldn't ever question it. But like attaching it to a movie, it's like, oh, is it not an OP now? But then it's like, if that's an OP, is Making of a Cyborg an OP? Like the Ghost of the Shell intro sequence, right? Like, is that an opening?
Yeah.
Like, it's not really the style of an OP, but it's very similar. Like, it's at the beginning of a movie. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
How does one really define what an OP is? Let's just make this complicated for ourselves.
Well, yeah, because Garden of Sinners, the first Garden of Sinners had a beautiful like butterfly sequence with Calafina. Mm. Like, it was like their first song that they kind of like debuted with. I thought it was gorgeous, but it's a movie, so it's not necessarily like an opening. So should we distinguish that?
I don't.
If you like an opening for a movie, I say just go for it. That would be my thing.
Just do it.
Like,
cool.
I mean, the Project Eden OP is so fucking good. It's like it would be criminal to not include it on a list. So
right,
that's fair.
My favorite anime opening is the parade scene from Ghost in the Shell Innocence.
I thought you were going to say the parade scene from Paprika.
This is like, that's what I was thinking. Insert song.
But that's not an OP. That happens like 20 minutes.
There's like an opening and like a main theme.
Paprika does have like an opening sequence that could be an OP.
Yeah, well, wait, is that with the I haven't seen Paprika in
Yeah, because where she's hopping across all the scenes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that would kind of count.
That's kind of a banger, too.
Yeah, because isn't it the same artist that does the Paranoia Agent opening?
Yes.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah. Well, the Paranoia Agent opening would definitely be up there for me because that opening's awesome.
Yeah.
You listen to like the full version on YouTube and there's some fan upload and there's a part in the middle of the song that like gets really weird. And then there's text on screen saying, "This is what the song sounds like. Your headphones are not broken."
That's awesome.
Yeah. What is your top 10?
For who? Me?
Yeah. We'll let you go first.
Alrighty.
Guest honors. Here. Unless you want me to go first, I'll go first if you want me to.
go first. Set the mood.
All right. No, I don't want to put you on the spot. So
No, you're good.
I'm
arranging it right now.
I can't put mine in order, because that would be schizo, and I don't have the capability to do that. But I mean, the one I had to mention just almost out of obligation would have to be Cruel Angel's Thesis, the Evangelion opening. I kept trying to say End of Eva.
End of Eva opening.
I mean, that pretty much like that basically like pioneered the cryptic OP in anime, where it just like flashes all this random shit at you. You're like, well, let's go. What is that? Is that?
But still being very funky, like a classic mecha opening.
Oh, the fucking bongos fucking go so fucking hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing it's missing is they don't say Evangelion in the opening.
Yeah. Right. Like, if it weren't for the bongos driving that song, I would have a harder time putting it so high. Even though I love, like, Eva is my favorite anime. I begrudgingly put Eva on, like, my favorite openings because it is such a good opening.
Mm-hmm.
Those fucking bongos. And then I guess like keeping with Gainax, Karikano would be up there for me. I really love the different like visuals they do. Like the song is probably the main part for me. That's just like a banger song. But then like the visuals were like the sketchy pencil drawings, like kind of going in and out of each other, almost like the Platinum Disco opening or something.
Yeah.
And then I guess keeping with the 90s, Lane would have to be up there.
That's classic.
Yeah, you know, Lane. I actually saw a BoA vinyl the other day and I almost bought
that's
it.
Sick.
Just for Duvet, essentially. I was like, I'm sure we would like the rest of it. But it was like $35. Like I can't.
There's been like a BoA resurgence recently.
I guess so. Like, I mean, it was a new pressing. It wasn't like a in the crate somewhere. So I was like, maybe it's like $35, but I couldn't justify it. The GTO opening's up there.
Which one?
Driver's High.
Okay.
Yeah. The Porno Graffiti one's good song wise. I think the visuals of Driver's High is much more striking to me.
No, that's fair.
And then probably Udna's up there.
Like you're forgetting a really obvious one.
Well, those are my, I'd say like kind of more, maybe more boring picks. I like the visuals, but they're like really carried by the song more so. You start getting into like, when you start getting into like the synthesis ones.
Yeah.
Most recently, Magical Destroyers is probably like one of my favorite openings.
You want to talk about a song where you think the headphones are broken?
Oh god, yeah.
That's the good part. That's the best part. that opening is.
Awesome.
Yeah, I did not want to like that opening as much as I did, honestly.
Yeah, no, the style of it is so crazy.
But
good.
It's hard for me to not put in my favorites. Also, more recent, I don't have a lot of new show openings in my favorites, honestly. That was probably the only one. And then the next newest one would be Garo the Animation.
Oh.
Do you, I don't okay. know, I don't know if you know,
like 2000s,
like the Jam Project one.
Yes.
Holy yes. shit!
No, the visuals of that one are so fucking good.
It's cool. Yeah.
It goes through like his whole fucking like life from conception as an egg.
Yeah. Right.
Puzzle from Welcome to NHK is a classic.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I think it's, is it Summer Dream or Orange Summer? Some, the second opening for Orange Road is one of my, like, it's grown on me a lot. Like, it's almost like an MTV music video opening.
Nice.
I haven't been counting these. That's probably about 10, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Right. I mean, I could.
You're in the ballpark.
Yeah, close enough.
You didn't list a single Monogatari opening.
Monogatari has kind of fallen out of my top 10. The closest ones would have been Marshmallow Justice. Was it Platinum Disco? And then Keishun Sentimental?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what
it, yeah, whatever the City Pop one is.
Yeah, the City Pop one. Those are, oh, and then like the Project Eden one that's on there.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's roundabout-ish 10, probably. I do like the Angel Beats opening with the Lisa did the.
Oh, the one. Girls Dead Monster one. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's because I'm like deranged over Girls Dead Monster, I guess. Like, if I were more honest with myself, I'm probably just like a Girls Dead Monster stan. I don't know. I listened to that fucking the album soundtrack like thousands of times probably at this point. At least like it comes up at least like once a week somewhere.
That's awesome.
And then yeah, I guess all those the Ghost of the Shell Standalone Complex second gig OP. We'll just name the last one on my
ooh, chart. That's a win.
That is nice. I love the Origa OP.
Yeah, that one's so good.
I like her the ED she did on Fantastic Children too. That was a really good one. I don't know how did she do anything else?
No, because she was actually going to perform at a con that I was going to, but she ended up dying.
Yeah.
She was sick. Yeah, it was really sad. But I don't know if she did much after Standalone Complex.
Yeah, I think it might just be. I'll pull it up, but I think it might just be Fantastic Children and Standalone Complex. I think they're the only things. OPs and EDs that she did anyway. But yeah, that's my top something, whatever that was.
Top something.
Top something.
Okay.
That's my general taste, however deranged it is.
Nice.
So that gives you an idea, I guess, for your top 10.
Okay. Do you want me to go or do you want to go?
You can go. I'm still like going through.
Okay, I kind of got it. I kind a little bit. I'm still kind of like working a little, trying to get some things arranged.
Well, y'all don't just have like a top anime.
No,
OP's
I keep track
chart.
Of like my favorite anime, but I don't keep track of like openings or anything like more precise. I guess I'll like list off some that I just like. Yeah, that's a good opening. I like
right.
basically every opening Masaaki Iwasa has ever done. My
like
favorite,
Kaiba
probably, yeah, Kaiba's probably my favorite, but then it's also like Tatami Galaxy. He didn't direct the ping pong opening, but that one's also great.
Yeah, that one's cool too. I think Tatami Galaxy would probably be my favorite of his.
Yeah, it's definitely
the
like
Asian Kung Fu
Kaiba
generation.
Yeah.
Kaiba's probably mine, honestly.
Then, so pretty.
What else? Now that I'm scrolling through, I'm now forgetting. I'm just gonna like scroll through until I see something that's like that's a fun opening.
I got a playlist that I had made like years ago. I'm trying to like update it real quick, but I think I got a top 10 here.
There's actually anime music playlist that I made on the channel. It's just at the bottom.
Oh, there is.
Cool.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I was like
I like the
was it music that fucks or something?
Oh, anime music that fucks or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I like the very first Monogatari opening, Staple Stable, was really nice. To the point that I like, I sat down, I was like, I want to learn this on bass.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
I've probably forgotten it now.
That was kind of underrated, to be honest.
Honestly, yeah, I don't see it among a lot of people's like tops for Monogatari openings.
Yeah, I mean, it's because of what followed it.
I used to see it a lot more.
Also, it was like in one or two episodes in the entire show.
Yeah,
right.
I used to see a lot more kind of when Bakke was the main thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like once we got to like 2015, it got replaced by basically every other opening.
Renai Circulation became the like biggest meme of like the early 2010s.
Yeah.
I like the third or fourth? I think it's the third Legend of Galactic Heroes opening. Sea of Stars.
Yeah, it's classic.
The one that everyone uses for their 3x3. Paranoia Agent. Love the opening for that.
Yep.
Is there anything else in like around like my top? Oh, I like the opening for Hakome and Mikochi. That one's really nice.
Oh yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I don't remember the opening. I vaguely remember.
It's
the
very
show.
Like it has like the vibe of, you know, those like Pokemon cards and like the little like figures that they just have like placed out in the wilderness. It kind of has the vibe of that. It's a very like cozy feel to it.
Huh.
I love those too.
Less so the opening itself, more so I just really like the song for the opening of DRS.
Oh.
Love Slave. Well, which the refrain is hilariously psychotic. I'm your slave. Da, 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 da. See, this is why I don't do anime covers.
No, I got it.
Let me see. What? Is there anything else? Oh, Odd Taxi had an awesome opening.
Yeah, it did.
Mm.
That one was a banger.
Yeah. And probably with Mumi in terms of Magical Destroyers had a really great opening.
Yeah.
That director has just done a lot of really good openings. He also did the opening for Hikari no O, the Fire Hunter. I wish the whole show had felt like that opening.
Yeah.
And same with Vlad Love. Vlad Love had two openings. I don't know if it's the first opening or the second opening. That was also just like, it's the one where they're not performing the music. One's also just a really great opening. Then I guess even in terms of like shows I don't like, there's like I really like both Psychopass openings. This might be my favorite part of the show. Elfin Lied. Yeah, I don't know how I would rank those. Those are just like, those are openings that I like.
Yeah, it's hard. It would be hard for me to like rate them among each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very well could be there's like, I have like an opening I really like that I've just forgotten. Oh, like, yeah, Beastars. I really like the first opening of Beastars.
Mm. Hell yeah.
That stop motion.
Yeah, that one's awesome.
And that's probably close to 10 as well. I also was not counting.
Someone cool. Will count.
Oh, Genkutsuo. Genkutsuo also has a great opening.
Oh my goodness. I haven't thought about that in so long.
Genkutsuo does like the so bit of
it, like it, the like, English
a
piano
song to all my friends.
My friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like it like inverts the opening ED meme where usually the opening's really fire and then the ED is way more relaxed. And
right.
Genkutsuo is the complete opposite.
Is that the same artist as the guy who sings for the Silent Hill track from Silent Hill 3 that's like the cover of the original theme song?
I don't know. He's a French guy. Jean-Jacques Burnel.
That's a French name.
Yeah.
That's a very French name.
Well, I'm going to look this up because I feel like there's a possibility it might be the same guy.
Well, Mumi's doing that, yeah. What are your top 10?
Okay, I got them in order. I'm going to do this Watch Mojo style.
All right.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah, we'll start at 10, go to 1. So,
we need like my the 10... Watch Mojo intro.
Oh, shit. No. How do we do? Yeah.
I've not watched a Watch Mojo video in over a decade. I don't know how they start their videos.
Anime fans love their music.
Oh man, that's it too.
Skipping,
you know what?
Sacrilege.
As an anime fan, I can confirm I do enjoy a tune every now and then.
Here's Watch Mojo's top 10 anime openings. Number 10, Code Geass opening. I don't know. What are the fucking generic ass shit they would have on there? I'm sure there is a watch.
Oh, we'll get to the generic.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, beautiful.
Okay, so my number 10 would be Zom 100's opening.
Okay.
I actually really, really enjoyed that one. It was funny too, because that one had like a really weird delayed release. Because when it first came out, it was just a song and like a bunch of footage that they reused from the show.
Yeah.
And then they just kind of, it was so cool because then they just kind of released it. I remember watching for the first time, not knowing that they were going to like finish it. And when it gets to that chorus and they're all dancing, I was like, oh, that's sick as fuck.
Ping Pong's OP was that way too.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
You don't remember. You weren't there for that side. You wouldn't know.
No, I wasn't born yet. I wasn't born until a year later in 23. Hi, I'm 10 years old, by the way.
All right, get canceled. Fuck.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Zom 100 is number 10.
Zom 100 is number 10. Twin Star Exorcist opening 2 would be my number 9. That's the one that Shingo Yamashita directed. He does. He did the Chainsaw Man opening. He did a bunch of the Jujutsu Kaisen openings. He was like, he's the man. And that was like one of his first openings that he did. And that one rules.
Okay.
The animation is sick. Like, so good. Number 8 would be Carol and Tuesday. I love that opening so much. It's just so well directed. The fuck, man. 7. Inuyashiki would probably be 7.
Oh, man on a mission. Yeah.
Oh man, that one's good. 6 would be Banana Fish opening 2. I like opening 1, but opening 2 is awesome.
And the second opening.
Second opening is so good. And then Your Lie in April would be number 5. I think that one's awesome. Perfect Insider is my number 4.
Oh, that's a good one. What that is? Yeah.
Dude, that was the Cannaboon one. Oh.
Yeah, the she's got like it's like the minimalist style, and it's like the dance sequence. It's like basically all just dance, right?
Right. It's like rotoscoped.
Yeah.
And it's, but the way they do it is just gorgeous. And then 3 would be Ranking of Kings opening 2. That one just,
okay.
Man, when I heard that, I was like, fuck.
That is, oh, so that was good. Also Shingo Yamashita.
Yep, it's also Shingo Yamashita. And the second it started playing, I kind of knew. He's just got a super distinct style. My number 2 is super fucking random. It totally plays with the idea that like it could trick you into thinking the show's good. Blood Sea.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. I only know Blood Sea for the like the videos on YouTube of like bunnies like slaughtering a bunch of people.
Yeah, it's fucking vile.
The Blood franchise is very weird.
Right, it really is. That show sucks. It's not very good.
I've never heard anyone like say Blood Sea's a good show.
No. But the opening's like deceivingly fire. It's Japanese and French. And I think that's super neat. And then my favorite opening is Kids on a Slope.
Kids on a Slope.
Yep.
That's a good one.
That one's great. It's Yoko Kano.
The Blood opening I remember is Blood Plus.
The first one or the fourth one? Usually people remember one of those.
It's the third one. Colors of the Heart?
Oh, that was the third one, yeah. The Uberworld one.
Yes, that one. That was a really good one.
It's a banger.
Oh, yeah, Geki Doll also has a really good open. That Geki Doll is the whole reason, opening is the whole reason I watched the show, and then by extension, Mumi.
That's the whole reason we bring it up.
That's a very weird opening. Because I was like, this will be like a normal show. And the opening is like, this is not a normal show. And it was not a normal show. This is the Evangelion of idol anime.
It literally is. It's not even an exaggeration.
No hyperbole. Everyone I tell that to, they're like, it's not. What are you talking about?
Evangelion, well, you say of idol, that, it's literally like, oh, this is the Evangelion Magical Girls Monica. And you're like, okay, well, it's not really like literally Evangelion or anything.
But no, it's literally Evangelion.
It was literally Evangelion. You got Masato, you got
you got Gendo over there. You got Rei. Literally, there's a character introduced in the first episode just called Doll. He has short blue hair. And like, it's literally, they didn't try to hide it. It's not subtle.
This is Evangelion again.
Boku Rano's opening is also really fire, honestly.
Oh, man.
It's the reason why it plays in the fucking gap everywhere. And the openings that play in it, I have unironically heard uninstall play at like a convenience store in Japan. That and the Gundam, original Gundam opening. Tobirei Gundam, is that what it is? I think that just plays for nostalgia, though. I don't think anyone's like, ah, yes, the Gundam opening.
Yeah. Well, that was making me think, like, would that have been like a marketed pop song in the late 70s?
No,
probably not.
No, I mean, it is very beloved. It is a good opening.
Right. Well, it's probably just since, Gundam is the anime of all time.
Yeah.
Gundam is the anime.
I'll still every now and then hear Duvet in a convenience store. It'll play on the overhead every now and then.
Duvet is popular.
That college rock kind of.
Yeah, I feel like I'd hear it like just walking around like a Uniqlo.
Yeah,
does
for sure.
Hot Topic still exist? I've been to a mall in probably over 5 years.
I think they do.
What about endings? Y'all got endings?
Ooh, let me check.
I feel like endings are harder because like not a lot of endings like really
they're more random.
Well, they're more like static. Like I feel like it wasn't until more recently that like they started really paying attention to endings as like visually. It's usually just been like, oh, it's just playing at the end of the show. They're going to go get drinks or whatever. Fucking it just has like a slideshow or whatever. Yeah. I feel like it's been more recent that people have been picking up on it.
I really like the Black Lagoon ED because I'm a foot fetish.
Fuck yeah! Oh, of course.
You don't really see the feet.
No. I think it's such like a weird idea for an ED, and then like the music,
it like ramps up to nothing.
Like the explosive drums, it's so awesome.
It was cool. I really like that ED.
Yeah,
I like how they changed it for the Hansel and Gretel arc.
Michiko and Hachin has a really good ED as well. Is that also Yuasa? I think.
Ooh, I do have a playlist. Perfect.
I think Yuasa did the ED. Yeah, Yuasa did the ED from Ichigo and Hachin. You can tell because all of Yuasa's openings and EDs, when he does them, they're all like, they all feel very simple conceptually.
Yeah.
Like you look at like the Aizuken opening and it's like, oh, it's just, their face is warping and doing silly dance moves.
Right.
Very, like, but also like, very idiosyncratic.
Or the Spy Family OP he did recently where they're just walking.
Oh, yeah.
They get the big feet.
The silly ass walk.
Through the John Lennon walk.
Yeah. You boot too big. You got damn feet.
Got the big feet.
What else would there be?
One of my favorites is the, what is that called? Zankyu no Terror. Terror Resonance,
yes.
ED.
Yeah.
I think it was Eimer's first like song in anime.
Hmm. Oh, is it?
I didn't even like register it was Eimer until like later. Because like I liked that ED. I feel like I would have registered it as like, oh, I like this artist. I should try to remember them. And then I forgot. And then like Brave Shine comes out and it's like her first big hit or whatever. And then it's like, I just started associating with her Brave Shine. I totally forgot she did Terror Resonance.
Yeah, I did too. I'd have to re-listen to it.
It is not a typical Eimer song, I will say. Because it's just all a very discordant sort of like kind of menacing song.
Right. You know what has a great, it has a great ending, but like ending and opening pair is Asobase.
Because
like it starts with that really cute, like
just them in the flowers doing Yuri stuff.
Yeah, we're all cute. And then the ending is like full on like screamo death metal, like in your face shit. It is one of my favorite endings ever. It's so awesome. It's like baby metal.
Okay, I was wrong. I don't know if she did the Bleach ED first, but she definitely did Unicorn before Zankyu no Terror.
Oh.
Did the EDs for episodes 6 and 7, which I forgot about that completely.
Paranoia Agent also has a really great ED. They're just like all laying there. It's like, oh, this is
it's really ominous. Unsettling.
It's like the weird like train or whatever, fucking like a whistle thing.
Yeah.
The old time whistle.
Yeah, it's like all instrumental.
And I guess Fooly Cooly is a good ED.
Yeah. I'll,
right on shooting star.
Love the Fooly Cooly ED. Another fuck City Hunter.
What's your favorite Evangelion ED, Mumi?
Yeah, fly me.
You have to pick one.
Probably the
out of like the dozen that there are.
The chiptune sounding one?
Was that in the like no, that's like that's in like the home release. Cause like we watched like the TV version of Evangelion a while back, which had like fewer EDs. They didn't have all of them, but also had some that aren't in the like home release. I don't understand why they make things so complicated. Yeah, isn't there like there's like a jungle version, right?
Like a jungle version.
Jungle version.
There's every kind of there's I think every voice actress does a cover.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I think the most famous one is the Megumi Hayashibara one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the City Hunter ED is one of my favorites. Like so fucking like stylish and cool.
Oh yeah, for sure.
What else? Yeah, EDs are way harder because I'm like
it's harder. Megalobox.
I don't remember them as well. I already don't really remember openings that well. Like what I end up remembering the most about an opening is the music more than the visuals. But then I'll then because of the music just rewatch the opening a lot, and then I just remember the visuals more.
Yeah.
The Penguin Drum ED Dear Future is really good.
Death Parade's got a really good ending.
Oh god, I forgot about Moon Phase's opening. Gee, that opening Neko is Mimimoto. Fucking brain rot.
Yeah.
Neko Mimimoto. And he's like, oh, I feel like I'm losing brain cells, and it's great. It's like doing drugs.
I was trying to think what the good comparison to Death Parade ED is. it's like a mid to late 2000s emo song almost.
Dude, it really is though.
I'm not gonna take it.
I was into that shit though. Mob Psycho's got some great endings.
Oh yeah, the Mob Psycho E's are like the fucking pain glass animation shit. That's so cool.
Yes, dude. The second one I think was my favorite. That one just hit really hard. What else? I'm a Clannad guy, so I'm really into the Clannad ending.
The Dongo family ending was just
yeah, I really am. Big bumbling baby when it comes to that.
Every time it's like it plays, you're just dying.
That song.
That's a yeah, that's
single
me.
Tear runs down my cheek.
That's me with Secret Base from Anohana.
Oh, I can believe that. That's a great one.
Especially when you like look into it and it's like, oh, this is like a cover of like this song from this like pop group. This is like the song they wrote when they broke up or whatever. It's like, oh, that's kind of sad.
Right. Is it right?
Gonna add layers of just sadness to it for no reason.
Yeah.
Most recently, my favorite ED was by far the Chainsaw Man ED. The
which one?
Yeah, which one?
The Max and the Hormone one.
That one rules.
It's so fucking sick. Holy shit!
Didn't the director of that do something we saw recently as well?
I don't know.
What ED was that? Was that like
ED
3 for Chainsaw Man?
I want to say ED 3.
Yeah, it's 3. It's 3.
Just let me see. Closest to that would be the I don't know which one that one is either. The Pop Team Epic ED.
Oh man.
We just fucking referenced that like an episode recently, actually. which one was that? I want to pull this up so people can know which one I'm talking about. It's probably one that people would be like, what the fuck that you like this one? Probably like here it is. Season 2, episode 8's ED. Where it's so like...
What?
This one. I'll post it.
Okay, yeah.
It's so like schizo.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. No, I can see why you would like this. It's in 4x3.
I love 4x3.
I love 4x4. When are we going to get another anime that's in 4x3? God damn it.
This is wild.
Oh, I love this. They have like a cat that just like busts through for no reason.
The fuck?
Hot cat.
Yeah, this is this is the kind of shit I like. I want more. Like, I saw, I didn't even watch Pop Team Epic past like the first episode. I was like, fuck this show. Someone posted this ED and I was like instantly just like, I love this ED. This might be like a favorite ED of mine.
Pop Team Epic is, if it's anything, it does have a lot of like visual imagination.
For sure.
A lot of variety. That's fucking sure. I love
someone who directed like a Chainsaw Man ED directed like a recent ED that we like or like opening that we liked, and I'm desperately trying to remember what they did. No, it wasn't Yuki Kamiya.
I don't.
We were talking about it. I was like, oh, they did that. Was it ED7?
The video game one, the video game parody thing.
Maybe. God, I'm trying. I think.
Loved
it's going to bother me now.
Well, you figure that out. You figure that. a boring one I really like is the Wolf Shrine ED.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's Maya Sakamoto. It's kind of hard. She's just fucking great. I'm right. I will never get over the fact that she never did a Shinobu OP. I don't think you understand.
What are you talking about? We got like White Lies and
no. I don't think you understand how how unreasonably upset I was when I was watching Monogatari's second season, and I'm like,
get to that art.
I love Maya Sakamoto.
Mm-hmm.
She's the voice actress for Shinobu. A Shinobu arc is coming up. I cannot wait for the OP. And then, like, they went an OP for the first episode, and I was like, oh, that's weird.
That's weird. It'll
be like,
fine,
they did, like, a weird stand-in, I think, for episode two, and I'm like, oh, they must have had, like, some problems or something. And then I think White Lies was only introduced in the Blu-rays, and I'm just like, what the fuck is this? It hurt even more because she did the OP for fucking Zvezda that same season. Or no, that one was it that season? No. What did she do? She did an OP that season, I'm pretty sure. I'm gonna have to pull this up. Hold on.
Man, if only we had a robot that could just tell us these things.
Yeah, they haven't invented those yet.
You could ask ChatGPT.
You could ask ChatGPT.
I don't think Kanata Bot would appreciate it.
I'm actually curious what they would say.
Oh god, don't ask ChatGPT for anime rec. Well, I guess it'll like give you like it'll start off giving you real anime recommendations, but if, then if you're like, I've seen all of those, it'll just start making it, like, just inventing anime.
Oh, yeah, it does that a lot.
It will, too. Yeah.
It's really funny.
I mean, she did, I guess it was Vezda I was thinking of. She did, like, the season following the season that would have been the Monogatari second season Shinobu arc. She technically did Hitose's opening, but More Aggressive's opening, but I didn't watch More Aggressive when it aired, so I wouldn't have been thinking of that one. There you go. There's your answer.
I'm still trying to figure out what we were talking about with like the Chainsaw Man ED. It is legitimately like bothering me.
I love the Barakamon ED. That's a great ED.
The Barakamon.
The Innocence by Super Beaver, I think it
Barakamon. Oh, this is the same band you were just saying was like emo rock from the mid 2000s. It's the exact same band.
Now I remember what it was. It was the director of the sixth ED of Chainsaw Man that did the opening for Kimiwa Merosama. Which was also awesome.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, that was it. I'm thinking more recent. I wasn't thinking like last year. I'm glad we were able to conclude
that.
Movie is
24. It's not that long ago. It's only June.
What are you talking about? It's almost the summer season again. It's almost been a whole year since Maid Sama started airing.
Oh my fucking god. Don't say that to me.
Going way too quick.
Oh, it was only last year. yeah, that was like legitimately going to eat away at me because I was like, no, this makes so much sense. Because yeah, no, of course that would be the same director. It looks so similar.
Yeah, I loved the Maid-Osama OP and E. No, the ED was okay.
ED was okay. The opening was awesome.
The opening was fucking amazing.
The opening's so good. So much style.
What won best opening at the Anime Awards?
Some stupid.
Dotted on one.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that wasn't a shocker.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't know.
I think it's really good. I don't know if it was my favorite. I think Orb was my favorite last year.
That changed openings, right?
Kinda.
What's that for Orb?
Oh no, it changed to ED. Yeah, that's what it was. I was thinking.
Orb changed visuals in the opening.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I was
thinking
like
breach, like
because the ED changed. Segment. In a way that was like, I didn't really register that change.
Oh.
And so like halfway through the second part, I'm like, wait a minute. Why do I like this more now? Wait, this is a different ED.
Orb wasn't even nominated. I guess that also, I mean, that makes sense. Didn't you?
That's tracks. So stupid.
Think about how the nomination process worked.
That tracks.
Well, I don't even know how they're like, it went into winner. So I don't know if it's not eligible. I don't know how they're. They have a weird way of.
I don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. We don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
The only other thing I could think would have like beaten the Don the Don opening would be the other opening Megumi Hayashibara did for One Piece that everyone lost their mind over.
Oh yeah,
that one was really cool to see. Even as someone who's
that was bonkers.
Not seen a single episode of One Piece.
Me too. It's my brother's favorite anime.
I'll wait for it to finish.
Yep.
And then I'll wait a little bit more.
Right.
I've seen some episodes of One Piece. I would not recommend watching the anime. People are gonna fucking crucify me because people love the anime.
But they don't know. You've already been doxxed. You've already been doxxed.
They don't know. They're like, oh, but
what do you mean they don't
arc.
Know?
The Wano arc, the fucking Gear 4. It's like, but yeah, that's not like them on the train.
I'll throw myself into the flames with you and say that it'll be fine. Wit is going to do their anime and they're going to fix all the problems with One Piece. There we go. Now we can be murdered together.
We'll.
I think you're right, though. I think it will probably be better.
I'm interested in seeing what they do. Part of me wonders, is it going to be like a full series? Or I think it's also very possible in my mind that what the Wit One Piece anime is just like 5-minute episodes of like key moments from the show, like from the story over the past 20 years, just like reanimated in a different way. Kind of like what Fan Letter was doing, but in like a serialized format.
More like what that Naruto thing did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the one that went through all like the openings.
The Road to Ninja, is that what it's called?
Road to Naruto.
Road to Naruto.
Yeah, that's right. Which was cool, I guess.
It was all right.
EDs don't have as great of visuals. Tribute. I do like the Erased ED. That's a really good ED.
Oh, that one's awesome. Who directed that? That was, hold on. That one's great. Sayuri did that, right?
Yeah. She did that one. She has such a huge
track record.
Kizuno Honkai ED I really love.
Yeah, right. I almost like all of her EDs. It's pretty tragic what happened to her.
Wait, what happened to her?
What happened? I have no idea.
Oh, she died. I think she died last year.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
damn. She was super young. I got to see her live, which was cool. But yeah, just kind of breaks your heart. She was so talented. Like every ED she did, I think, was like dynamite. Because, yeah, she did a Hero Academia one that was really good. She did Rage. She did Scum's Wish.
I was thinking Liquid Recoil. It would be really nice to get like an in memoriam. If they're going to keep doing these awards, to do like an in memoriam for like everyone that had passed, like what the Oscars do. That'd be nice.
That sure would be. Last year they won't do it. No.
Oh yeah.
That would make sense. That would make it like more respectable if they did.
That would. It would.
For sure. Yeah.
But they'd probably fuck that up too with the fucking live dubbing shit.
How do you fuck that up? It's just pictures and text and music. they're narrating the names as they come up haphazardly.
Oh, she did the ED for Licorico.
Yep.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yep, that was a good one.
Need to watch the TV short for Licorico. That's been like, it might be done, but I saw that. That looked like a fun little time.
She died at 28. Fuck.
Damn.
Younger than me.
Yeah. So young.
I hate to see it.
Yeah.
Moment of silence.
Oh, I just thought of another good one. The Shinsekai Yori ED.
Yeah. That's fucking Rata Ringo. That's like,
yeah, holy one of my balls, favorite. That one's a good one.
I do like that second one too. It's not as good as the first one, though. The first one's fucking iconic.
First one's legendary, yeah.
The Beast Stars ED, is it the second one or the first one I'm thinking of?
Are you thinking of the watercolor one?
No, the black,
like the lion skull.
Yeah, that was the second one.
Yeah, the second one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, that ED is also really good.
Yeah, it is. That was
for
Yasobi too, right?
A great ED for. I still need to watch season 3 of Beastars because season 2 was like, I mean, I really liked it. I was fucking confused by what the fuck was going on the entire time. Like, what do you mean he's the leader of the mafia now? What the fuck is happening?
As a former theater kid, I appreciate the theatrical aspect. Listen, all right, I'm not a furry. I just appreciate the theater.
Listen, he had to eat his foot. It was important for the plot. Listen, no, of course he wouldn't have a hoof. Of course he would just have a foot. Just makes sense. I am interested in seeing the mangaka for Beastars also has a Santa Claus manga.
There's a trailer for that out, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, the new trailer came out like yesterday.
Yeah.
Wild. I'm interested in seeing what the hell that ends up being. I don't what the fuck is it? Kid turns into Santa Claus or something? And fights crime? What is this?
Who is your favorite like OPED artist? I remember Nano featuring Roundtable was like, they're probably like my goats, I guess.
Hmm.
But they did so like relatively few. I mean, they did Puzzle, they did Rainbow, the Aria, the animation ED.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if I've heard of an Asian Kung Fu Generation like OP or ED that I disliked.
I think Man with a Mission is probably mine.
Man with a Mission also has done a lot of really good ones. I can't think of one I dislike them either.
We reference them a lot, specifically Database.
Oh yeah,
Database.
That's an awesome one. Man, Burnout Syndromes is really good.
Burnout?
They do a lot of haiku openings, and
I
don't think there's even like the what was that one? It was like Super Eros. It was a really shit show.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's garbage. What the fuck was that
thing?
Hold on, let me see if I can find this.
Oh no, Super HXEROS.
Yes, that's the one.
What was this?
Oh. Dog shit, but it had the opening song was pretty good because it was Burnout Syndromes.
But it's
the best part of that show.
They were like perverts or something fighting aliens. I don't know.
Yep, that's kind of what it was.
I don't know. I'm just imagining like Super Sentai, but they wear underwear in their heads or something for masks.
Right.
Not a Mizuki's a fucking legend.
Of course.
Her. I let the OP. I wish I could put higher because like the song is just so fucking insane is Valve Rave's OP 1.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Where it's fucking TM Revolution and Nanamizuki teaming up. It's holy shit.
Fuck yeah. Dude, just powerhouse voices.
But like the visuals, it's fine. But the fucking, the song is so fucking hype. Holy shit. That Decadence OP recently. With is a jam project was good.
Oh, so that's recent?
2020 ish.
Yeah, that was 5 years ago.
Recently.
That was 5 years ago, more recent than 1 year ago.
What do you mean 2020 was 5 years ago? No, like that's the pandemic just started, right? We have like 2 weeks off school.
2 weeks off school. I'm not even in school.
I'm not in school.
Jam Project did Decadence? Hold on.
No, sorry, well, not Decadence. What's the fucking name of that show? Sakuga?
Oh, the one with the little blonde girl.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
I know. It came out in the same season. It's like about racing.
It starts with
that
Saku something.
Yeah.
What was that?
Was it just Sakugan?
Yeah, it was Sakugan. That's what it was.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I think
this one was
the first
banger.
Episode for this show. It looked fun.
Dude, it's so underrated.
I need to finish it. I got like 3 episodes in and then.
No matter what you say. Hell yeah. No, this one was dope.
That was a banger. That like basically that OP is the reason why I want to watch that show.
Oh yeah.
The show was fine, but like fuck that OP.
It's,
right.
It's so good.
What else? I feel like Bakke is like the king of OPs and as far as like shows that have like a lot of OPs, like consistently good OPs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there aren't a lot of them.
Fullmetal Alchemist would be up there. I feel like Fullmetal Alchemist is like probably my favorite as far as EDs go.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That or Inuyasha.
Those are classics.
I do not give a shit about the Inuyasha OPs, but the EDs are like all bangers.
I low-key can't even remember any of the OPs. Except for like the last one.
I want to change
the yes. That's the only one. Right. It's catchy as shit. They'll get stuck in my head every now and then.
I remember like the intro to Inuyasha, like I guess it was like the beginning part. I don't think that was actually a song. But I don't remember the OPs. If I go listen to them, I'll be like, oh yeah, I fucking hate these.
Oh, I haven't watched Inuyasha since I was like fucking 10 years old.
And
I do.
A show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do want
to. It was the first time I ever heard a Japanese song.
I used to do As Infinity, right? Is that the artist? They did Fukaya Mori ED. Yeah, it was Do As Infinity.
I want to watch.
Yeah.
I want to watch specifically because of who did the opening in ED for the show. Hanana Shonenshi. Which for the opening in ED, it's just
Backstreet
Boys.
Yes,
dude. I don't know why. It kind of looks interesting. I'm not gonna lie.
It does. It seems like a fun, it seems
the,
like a
like
nice
the
show,
kid.
But it's like,
yeah.
Why are the Backstreet Boys here?
So random.
Oh fucking! Like, what is that show?
One way to market it.
It's not Get Backers. I fucking forget the name. The one that uses Duran Duran's Girls on Film.
Fuck, what is that? I was literally just talking about that last year.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, Speed Graffer.
That's what it is. Yep.
That fucking fumbled hard. Like, you have fucking Girls on Film, and that's your fucking OP. I could have fucking edited some shit better than that. Jesus. It's Ergo Girls Proxy. On Film. It's Duran Duran. Like, how do you?
Right.
How do you fumble?
Didn't Steven have like a video talking about like Western artists in anime?
Specifically English, like British artists in anime.
Okay.
Yeah, he.
That sounds interesting.
He had to go and fucking ruin him and make it about England.
No.
We get it, boys.
Yeah, Duran Duran is British. It's fine.
The British Invasion 2 or whatever.
Oh, yeah. British Invasion 2. Wonderwall or something. I don't know.
I think that was like.
He had to be there.
Wasn't that like the 80s? That was like Flock of Seagulls or something. It was some shit like that. I don't remember.
I don't know.
I'm not old enough.
I'm trying to make the British invasion happen. It's not going to happen.
It'll never happen. You will never.
It'll never happen again. It's over. It's done.
I love that like OP discussions just devolve into like member berries, which is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's hey, this is so good.
everyone listening is like, I don't know what the fuck these guys are talking about, and they're not playing the songs for copyright reasons, so I guess I'm just screwed.
I know, we're just talking about it, they can't even see it.
The optimal listener is like, the fuck are they talking about, and like typing furiously as we just name drop all these OPs and EDs and find this fucking song right. We're talking about.
Yeah, they're gonna have a hell of a playlist.
There's one person that's doing that.
We could put together a playlist for every opening and ED mentioned in this episode, but that would be work. I don't want to do work. Already too much podcasts, work. You don't want to do work.